Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Anthony Donato, D-O-N-A-T-O. Anthony Donato is a 63-year-old male who reports he was injured at work in an occupational fashion. Parity does not recall any distinct precipitating injury. He did have treatment leading to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of musculoskeletal pain. End quote. He did undergo left total hip replacement, but has completed his course of active treatment. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, he alleges repetitive activities from 1-1-20 through the present caused permanent injuries to the left hip, comma, right hip, comma, and lumbar spine. He supplied answers to interrogatories, asserting more specifically it was due to repetitive pushing, comma, pulling, comma, lifting, comma, carrying, comma, bending, comma, stretching, comma, reaching, comma, squatting, comma, and climbing. New paragraph, as per the medical records provided, on 2-8-20, he was seen by podiatrist Dr. Riley, He presented to the office in December 1999 for left heel pain, She diagnosed bilateral plantar fasciitis with calcaneal spur, for which she prescribed functional orthotics and medications. He had a CAT scan of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis on 4-17-00 to be inserted here. He did undergo an EMG by Dr. Nahas, N-A-H-E-S, on 5-16-00, but only part of that report was provided. Credit Dr. Nahas's referral, he had a lumbar MRI done on 5-17-00 to be inserted. Another EMG was done on 6-100 by Dr. Schwing, S-C-H-W-I-N-G. These were consistent with left lumbar radiculopathy involving especially the left L5 nerve root. There was no electrodiagnostic evidence of a more diffuse underlying peripheral neuropathy. He had a repeat CAT scan of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis on 9-24-00, given a history of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He had further CAT scans on 7-27-02 to be inserted. New paragraph. On 8-8-02, Dr. Ramirez wrote, Mr. Donato has completed 6 of 8 cycles of chemotherapy for follicular B-cell lymphoma. CAT scan on 7-27-02 showed continued reduction in the diffuse adenopathy. He had elevated blood sugar that possibly was associated with steroids. On 1903, Dr. Ramirez wrote he had been burglarized last week, but was otherwise fine. He was monitored regularly by Dr. Ramirez, along with serial CAT scans and PET scans. This continued through 6-21-07. He was married the past week and felt well. He had a PET scan that showed further evidence of slowly progressive disease. His chief complaint was swelling of the left submandibular glands. He's going to follow up with Dr. Flomenberg, F-L-O-M-E-N-B-E-R-G, in August. Dr. Ramirez wrote the slowly progressive disease is more refractory to treatment. In the paragraph, he had a whole body PET scan on 10/22/03 to be inserted here. Appeared on 6/23/04. Mr. Donato was seen by Dr. Flomenberg relative to his cancer. Period. He continued to treat Mr. Donato over the next few years. Period. On 10/9/12, he was 5 years post-allogenic transplant. Period. He had no suggestions of recurrent disease based on physical exam or counts. Period. He does have some age-related aches and pains, but otherwise appears to be doing very well. Period. He's going to follow up in 1 year. Period. And underline that age-related sentence I just read you. He was 5 years post-matched sibling non-myeloablative transplant for a diagnosis of follicular lymphoma. Period. At that juncture, he was very active and had been playing basketball. But he has some hip pain from playing sports and his job, which involves heavy work. Period. He had been using low-dose aspirin for the pain, which he feels is arthritis-related. Period. Underline that. He also has occasional rash, comma, numbness in the hands, comma, stiff neck, comma, and intermittent use of Cialis. Period. New paragraph. He had a repeat CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis on 11/16/04. Period. This was done again on 2/10/06 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Donato also saw Dr. Slavik, S-L-A-V-I-C-K, on 8/19/08. Period. He noted a history of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, for which he had undergone multiple bouts of chemotherapy, and a bone marrow transplant on 9/13/07. Period. He had a decreased libido since he started the chemotherapy. Period. It was thus but this could very well be related to low serum testosterone. Period. Surgical history includes exploratory laparoscopy and lymph node dissection in 1998, comma, a back operation in 2000, comma, and the bone marrow transplant in 2007. Period. Dr. Slavik continued to see him from a urologic perspective, running through 7/1/13. Period. They were going to continue androgel, presumably for his serum testosterone of 351. Period. He had another whole body PET / CAT scan on 9/5/08. Period. This was repeated on 1/10/09. Period. Another such CAT scan was done on 4/6/09 to be inserted. Period. The chest X-ray was done on 10/15/09 and revealed no evidence of active disease. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Donato underwent another PET / CAT scan on 3/20/10. Period. This was repeated on 9/24/10 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Donato was seen on 5/10/11 by a gastroenterologist due to rectal bleeding. Period. He He thought this was most likely due to hemorrhoids, but with his history, they had to rule out other etiologies, such as polyps. But he also had GERD to rule out Barrett's esophagitis. Paired the plan was to perform colonoscopy and an EGD. Period. On 10/31/11, he was seen by an ENT specialist named Dr. Diaz. Period. This was due to fullness of the ears. Period. It was recommended to use topical medication and water precaution. Period. He saw Dr. Slavik again on 5/14/12. Period. His testosterone was 617 on 7.5 milligrams of androgel, with which Dr. Slavik was very pleased. Period. New paragraph. On 10/26/15, Dr. Pepe performed an orthopedic evaluation due to a complaint of right knee pain without trauma. Period. He stated he injured his right knee while playing basketball several months ago. Period. He had medial-sided pain, clicking and catching, but no injection therapy. Period. He saw Dr. Nahas's family physician, who obtained an MRI. Period. Dr. Pepe wrote, it demonstrated a complex radial oblique tear of the posterior horn of the medial meniscus. Appeared there was a fragment flipped into the meniscotibial recess. Appeared he had increased signal formed in the medial tibial plateau. Comma mild chondrosis far medially, comma lateral compartment is intact. Appeared ACL and PCL were intact. Appeared he also performed a clinical exam and diagnosed right knee medial meniscal tear with mechanical symptoms, for which they elected to go forward with surgical intervention. Period. On 11/19/15, Dr. Pepe performed arthroscopy of the right knee and partial medial and lateral meniscectomies. Period. The postoperative diagnoses were right knee medial meniscal tear and lateral meniscus root tear. Period. He followed up postoperatively on 11/30/15 and was referred for physical therapy. Period. Dr. Pepe followed his progress through 1/11/16 when he was feeling excellent and had no complaints. Period. He was going to continue with the home exercise program and follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. New paragraph. X-rays of the lumbar spine were done on 11/30/20 compared to a study of 8/31/15. But this is for a history of pain in the right and left hip, comma, low back pain radiating to the legs and cramping of the legs for years. Here they showed moderate to severe changes of degenerative disease involving the lumbar spine, but no fractures or lytic or blastic lesions. Period. That same day, he had plain x-rays of the pelvis and both hips. Period. They showed severe osteoarthritic changes involving the left hip joint with aseptic necrosis of the left femoral head. Period. There was no fracture or dislocation noted. Period. There was severe osteoarthritic changes involving the right hip joint also. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Donato continued to see Dr. Nahas from 1/14/21 through 2/1/21. Appeared at the latter visit. His complaints were arthralgias and joint pain. Appeared it was noted he had bilateral degenerative hips. Period. He remained on several medications. appeared his history included morbid obesity, aseptic necrosis of the head or neck of the femur, osteoarthritis of the hip, degeneration of lumbar intervertebral disc, spinal stenosis of lumbar region, as well as abnormal findings with x-rays and MRI of the lumbar spine. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen on 119-21 by Dr. Wu, that's WU, for bilateral hip pain. Period. These had been present for several years. Period. Prolonged functional activity, including standing and walking, exacerbated symptoms. Period. He's currently utilizing medical marijuana and ibuprofen with limited relief. Period. He underwent x-rays. He reviewed x-rays of the hips done in November 2020 that showed severe bilateral hip degenerative joint changes on the left greater than the right. Period. There was evidence of decreased joint space, subchondral sclerosis, and subchondral cyst formation. Period. No acute fractures were noted. Period. He performed a physical exam and diagnosed left and right hip pain as well as left and right hip unilateral primary osteoarthritis. Period. He was then referred to Dr. Wu for consideration of left total hip arthroplasty. Period. On 3-8-21, he underwent preoperative COVID clearance by Dr. Zucconi. Period. New paragraph. He had a lumbar MRI on 2-15-21 compared to a study of 9-14-15 to be inserted. Period. On 2-26-21, he had a chest x-ray preoperatively. Period. Surgery was done by Dr. Wu on 3-11-21 involving left total hip arthroplasty. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was left hip degenerative joint disease. Period. He had hip x-rays on 3-11-21. Period. It showed left bipolar total hip prosthesis projecting in good position. Period. There were no gross abnormalities of the femur. Period. He also had hip and pelvic x-rays on 4-15-21 to be inserted. Period. Mr. Donato was seen by Dr. Wu postoperatively on 3-30-21. Period. He had his staples removed and steri strips were applied. Period. He continued to be seen postoperatively over the next several weeks, running through 6-29-21. But at that time, Dr. Wu allowed him to return back to work without any restrictions. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Donato went to AtlanticCare Regional Medical Center emergency room on 3-16-22. Period. He complained of a right fourth digit injury that occurred at work that day when he cut it in a table saw. Period. He had bleeding, which had now resolved. Period. He underwent x-rays that showed a fracture amputation of the distal tuft of the distal phalanx of the fourth digit. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. New paragraph. He was also seen orthopedically on 3-21-22 by Dr. Doran, D-O-R-A-N, relative to the right fourth finger injury. Period. History was notable not only for left hip replacement, but also right knee arthroscopy and lumbar disc removal. Pretty also carried diagnoses of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, common reflex coma, and heartburn. Period. He continued to be seen regarding his finger over the next few months. Period. On 5/3/22, he reported doing some therapy at home as well as resuming some of his normal activities of daily living. Pretty also had returned to some gym workouts, including punching the heavy bag without issue. Period. And underline that last sentence. Followed by, evidently Mr. Donato remained physically active in activities outside of the workplace, such as this. Period. Dr. Dorn continued to see him regarding his finger through 7/11/22 when he was discharged at maximum medical improvement. Period in paragraph. However, on 5/18/22, Mr. Donato went to the emergency room again, complaining of a right hand injury that occurred at work. Period. He underwent x-rays that showed punctate capsular avulsion fracture at the medial third of the DIP joint. Period. He was treated and released. Period. He also was seen on 5/19/22 by nurse practitioner Soria, S-O-R-I-A, period. This was follow-up from the emergency room for his left-hand third-digit avulsion laceration. Period. Physical exam. Abdomen. There were several scars, including a long midline scar and others in a transverse orientation. Pretty stated his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma was initially identified in the abdomen, leading to these surgical scars. Pretty relates he stopped playing basketball in 2015. Pretty extremities upper inspection revealed swelling and radial deviation of the right index DIP joint. Period. The rest is normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed a healed oblique linear scar at the left hip, measuring 7.5 inches in length. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the right hip caused extreme tenderness, even though this was not the allegedly injured hip. Period. Internal rotation was to 20 degrees, but motion was otherwise full. Period. Motion of the left hip, both knees and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Hips and pelvis normal, spine cervical. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees. Period. He had bilateral side bending to 40 degrees with rotation right 70 degrees and left to 65 degrees. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a stiff gait and a limp on the left. Period. He did not use any handheld assistive devices for ambulation. Period. He was able to walk on his heels. Period. He declined walking on his toes due to spurs. Period. He changed position slowly but was able to squat and rise. Period. Inspection revealed a midline 2.5-inch longitudinal scar consistent with his surgery but preserved lower dotted curve. Period. Active flexion was to 65 degrees and extension to 20 degrees. Period. Bilateral rotation and side bend were accomplished fully. Period. Impression. Scratch that. In general appearance, he stated, quote, I have degenerative joint disease everywhere. Period. End quote. Impressions. Anthony Donato, a union carpenter, alleged that from 1/1/2000 to the present, repetitive job activities resulted in injuries to the left hip, right hip, and lumbar spine. Period. It is my understanding that the treatment he received was unauthorized. Period. Through his personal physician, Dr. Nahas, he received treatment for a variety of medical conditions, but he also saw certain specialists, including hematology, oncology, and then orthopedic specialist. Period. Amongst their comments and your observations, he was seen on 3/15/16 by Dr. Rizzo, R-I-Z-Z-O. Period. He was advised to stop boxing. Period. On 4/16/16, he reported he was playing basketball at home. Period. He noted an increased ability to perform daily activities. Period. New paragraph at the visit with Dr. Wu on 1/19/21. There was no mention that the petitioner's complaints were related to his employment. Period. He diagnosed bilateral hip pain and osteoarthritis. Period. New paragraph. He told Dr. Pepe on 10/26/15 he injured his right knee while playing basketball several months previously. Period. On 10/9/12, Dr. Flomenberg learned he had been very active playing basketball. Period. On 7/25/11, Dr. Nahas noted he had many side effects from chemotherapy and radiation, both neuropathic, degenerative joint disease, and musculoskeletal. Period. From 9/9/10 through 7/11/11, he was treated for personal issues with no orthopedic or neurologic complaints. Period. At the visit with Dr. Greenwood on 6/2/20, he ascertained a history of left sciatica for several years, from which he obtained relief with chiropractic treatment. But he also had undergone surgery with Dr. Greenberg on 7/17/00, although we did not have that report. But this was on the lower back. Period. Ultimately, Mr. Donato was cleared to return to work in a full-duty capacity. Period. In the paragraph, at the time of the current exam, he stated he has degenerative joint disease everywhere in his body. Period. This clearly speaks to a non-work-related systemic naturally occurring degenerative process. Period. He had slightly decreased range of motion about the right hip, but the left hip, for which he underwent arthroplasty, had good range of motion. Period. He ambulated with a limp on the left. Period. He had healed lumbar scarring and mildly reduced active range of motion. Period. He had prerogative maneuvers at the left and right hips were negative. Period. Both sitting and supine straight leg raise maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph. I will offer assessments of permanency relative to the right and left hip as well as the lumbar spine. But none of this is attributable to his routine job tasks as a carpenter with the insured. Period. He states he works 5 days per week, 8 hours per day, and has returned to his employer at Caesars. Period. And that will be the end.